Yo, what is going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the EG3 Show. I'm your host, Eddie Greer III, for the EG3 Show, which is all about the world of NASCAR, Camping World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course, the Monster Energy NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. The three biggest divisions and all the more sports. And I apologize again for saying sprint in the middle of Monster Energy. Someone should slap me in the face for saying that every time I say sprint. Out of the last 3 weeks, I've said that twice now. Ugh. Monster Energy, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of more sports. And it is here, finally, after 3 months of waiting, especially now. 2017 turned out to be, the wait is finally over. We're going to have cars on track here this weekend. Daytona International Speedway, Daytona Beach, Florida, for the beginning of Speed Weeks this weekend. And tonight, I am going to do my preview. Of course, we have qualifying for the Daytona 500 on Sunday, where the front row will be set, the pole and the outside pole positions will be set, and of course the dual races will be set as well, 1 and 2. And then of course the Advanced Auto Parts, the Clash preseason race, returns to its original time in the afternoon. And we have a lot of things happening. I thought race would happen Friday, but when I looked at the schedule earlier this week, that they had scheduled it for this weekend. So we're going to have cars throughout the weekend here as we get underway. Of course, also in that mix is the ARCA race as well. And I'm going to dive into the schedule right now when I'm talking about it here. Here tomorrow night. Or should say tomorrow afternoon, excuse me, which I am recording this preview podcast here on this Friday evening. Tomorrow morning, the start of practice, or actually I should say final practice for the Cup Series. And then you have the Advanced Auto Parts Clash to be followed live as well. And then the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series first practice. This is Eastern time at 1:05 Eastern time, and then the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series practice again. Second practice will be later that afternoon tomorrow, and actually that Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series final practice, that's going to involve all the Advanced Auto Parts Clash drivers who will be participating in the preseason race here on Sunday afternoon. And then just looking at just Sunday, of course you have the Daytona 500 pole qualifying, where the front row will be set 12:15 p.m. That's going to be 11:15 here Central Time. For those of you who've been listening in the Central Time Zone, appreciate y'all listening to the EG3 Show. Had to get that plug in there. And, of course, 3 Eastern Time, the Advanced Auto Parts, the Clash, will drop the green flag just after 3. Again, if you guys are living in the Central time zone, that is just after 2 o'clock. So, the schedule moved around a little bit. Try to be more adaptable. But this works out just fine, because you had back in the day, or even last year, where you had just the qualifying for the front row, and now is it. Well, we're going to get some extra time on the track, especially with the 20 drivers participating in the Clash on Sunday. And back to preview qualifying for the front row. Of course, in the last few seasons, we have seen Hendrick dominate qualifying on plate tracks here as of late. Of course, with the Dale Earnhardt Jr. being now retired, and then you have Chase Elliott, or vice versa. And that's, and of course, with this new nose that Chevy has incorporated, the new Chevy Camaro, which we talked about pretty much all offseason long, we are going to see it to perfection here this weekend on how that nose is going to do on plate tracks first. And then, of course, we got real racing after speed weeks, of course. But for right now, the focus, everyone's focus, is on qualifying, how good your car is. And teams have prepared all offseason long for the opportunity to have that chance to either qualify for the race or sit on the front row and be a part of leading the field to green in the most prestigious race, the biggest race of all of NASCAR, the Daytona 500. I, as a NASCAR fan, always enjoyed to watch qualifying, especially for this event right here, because of how these teams prepared and how your car is going to look. Also, it might not translate necessarily to this race here, but after Daytona, how your cars stack up with everybody else. And I'm anxious, very anxious to see where everybody stacks up here in 2018, coming off of a thrilling 2017 season. So very excited for that. But yes, Hendrick has been the talk of qualifying here recently. Of course, Chase Elliott has been on a roll, and we know on this podcast how we've been talking about Chase Elliott here, and pretty much everyone in the NASCAR media has been talking about him. And why not? Because of the stretch run he went on in the post in the playoffs a few months ago, and now moving back to his family number, the number 9. For those of you who have not been out of the loop, here in the loop within the last 5 or 6 weeks here leading up to the opening of Speed Weeks 2018, Chase Elliott is probably going to be a factor in this somewhere in there. And then you have Dale Jr.'s replacement, Alex Bowman. How well he's going to do here to open up the 18th season here, replacing Junior. All eyes are going to be on these new cats here. As I talked about on the last podcast, I talked about focusing on the new generation of drivers who have taken over for good rides or have come up through the ranks impressively and now sitting on the stage like William Byron, another Hendrick Motorsports car here, probably need to be looking at here as well. Of course, William Byron won the last time he stepped foot on Daytona, becoming the youngest winner in the Xfinity Series to capture the checkers at Daytona International Speedway. You're listening to the EG3 Show. My name is Eddie Greer III, the host, of course, of the EG3 Show, bringing you this preview, weekend preview of course, Daytona 500 qualifying and the Advanced Auto Parts, preseason race, the Clash here on Sunday afternoon down in the state of Florida. But yes, Hendrick has been the talk. But yes, in the last 3 or 4 years, the Fords have been strong when it comes to the absolutely race. The Fords have been stout, absolutely stout, led by Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And of course, Harvick. You got Ryan Blaney, who switched over to his next door team. See how that fares. A lot of people have him circled for a deep postseason run, including making it to the Final Four this year. I'll get in that towards the end of the preview podcast. But a lot of odds going to be on possibly. I know, though, let's not forget Jimmy Johnson, the 7-time here. Fresh start for everybody. Everyone's on the same playing field here to begin the year. So opportunity, you know, it's awesome to sit, be the pole winner, especially, or sitting next to the pole winner. But overall, the most important thing is your car's got to be right for the 500. You have at least 4 or 5 chances to do that. And that doesn't include the dual races that happen on Thursday night. And the key thing for these teams, and we've seen it, especially in the last 3 years, you do not want to wreck your primary car for the 500. It puts you behind the scale of everyone else if you do that, especially if you sit on the front row of this prestigious race. So there's a fine line, you know, on how you race, especially if you sit on one of the two positions that really matter. This Sunday, everyone else will set the field for the respective dual races here as well. So this is not only for front row qualifying for the 500, but also the situations rise as well for the dual races as well. So Hendrick Motorsports, there's going to be a lot of eyes surrounding that group as well, including the Chevy camp, on how they throw down some laps here on Sunday. Keep an eye on those practices starting tomorrow, and then of course Sunday, and then of course practice during the week leading up to the duels. And there, I believe there's another practice in there somewhere towards the end of the week. I'm not 100% sure about that, but all I know is for right now, for this weekend though, cars are going to be tuning up for this weekend, getting themselves ready for that. But definitely pay attention to Hendrick Motorsports in that group. Also, Austin Dillon as well. So some names to be just thrown out there in the Chevy camp. Okay, so I mentioned the Advanced Auto Parts preseason race, the Clash, right? 20 drivers were in this race due to either winning the pole over the course of last season, or winning the pole for the Daytona 500, or a recent winner of this preseason race. So there's three chances that you have to be a part of this good event. Back in the 90s, you used to see it in the daytime, but then when we got to the late 2000s, you saw this race at night, which really didn't matter, because the Daytona 500 races in the daytime. And now with the rainout that happened last year, and the Clash being put back in its regular spot, everyone likes it. I like it. You know, does it really gauge on where you stand in the 500? Not necessarily, because these are some different cars that these teams and drivers respectively have put on a track for this very reason, so they can go out here and let it all hang out. And we're going to definitely see some exciting racing on Sunday. Very pumped up to see the Clash and seeing how these guys do here in the 75 lapper. Drivers are in this race. Brad Keselowski, I had to stop myself for a second. Keselowski, Austin Dillon, Jimmy McMurray, Kevin Harvick, I'm bouncing around here, Casey Kane in the new number 95 Chevy, defending champ Martin Truex, Jimmy Johnson, Kyle Larson, Ryan Newman, Joey Logano, Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, Eric Jones, Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, and then you have Stenhouse as well in that group as well. So a lot going on. Those drivers that you're going to be looking at on Sunday afternoon going to take the checkers. Who's going to take that checker flag first? The first time. I know it's not a 9 points race like the duels are going to be. The top 10 get points in those duel races. The winner gets 10 and so forth. Here, no points, no nothing. All that matters is who gets there first. Everything else, the runner-up, it don't matter. Just like the All-Star race, even though it does not produce $1 million, this is a tune-up here to kick off on hopes for these drivers to be a good speed weeks down in Daytona Beach, Florida. I mean, I gotta say, there's some good drivers in that bunch right there. I mean, I talked about Stenhouse earlier to look at. I'm looking at some of these guys, the Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Eric Jones, and see them. They're gonna have what impact they're gonna have in that race, and I bet it's going to be a lot as we are approaching green flag this weekend, how they're going to do the forwards of Keselowski, Blaney, Stenhouse, Harvick, Kurt Busch. Yeah, that's it for the forwards, but those guys are going to be something, a definite factor in this race. My kind of X factor in this race, is even though it's not a 9 points race, and this, by the way, for those of you just tuning in, this race, the Advanced Auto Parts preseason race, the Clash, will follow right after the field is set, but the duels will be set, and the front row will be a lock for the Daytona 500 next Sunday afternoon. You kick off the 2018 season. Man, what an exciting time this is for race fans everywhere. EG3 Show. My name's Eddie Greer III here with you this evening on this Friday night in February. Bring you the latest preview of the Clash here. What's going to go down on Sunday. Recording this episode on Friday, February the 9th here tonight. A day away from seeing cars on the track. Man, it's gonna be fun. My X factor, it's hard to pick someone, but these plate races, you know, that's a big unknown in this. And I'm gonna say Eric Jones in the 20 will be the EG3 X factor here this weekend. I mean, I kind of rode with him towards the end of the year. You know, even though the end of the year kind of was rocky. There towards the postseason run that he had, he was rolling. And I think this 20 team, you know, they got some mojo going. They have Eric Jones, has his crew chief, Chris Gale from Furniture Row. Now, of course, with JGR now, the next door neighbor Toyota team. It's got to be something in there. And I think Eric Jones is determined. He said it in his media days that he does not want no part of the sophomore slump. So I believe that team, obviously we know about the equipment. I believe they're going to have a factor here in this race here. They're going to be a factor down the stretch if they can avoid some trouble here down the stretch. And am I going to pick a winner in this? Well, hey, why not? While I'm on the subject, it's all kind of hard to pick a winner at this stage. We haven't even seen speeds or anything like that, just based on what we saw last year in these plate races. I mean, it's easy to go with Stenhouse, but I'm not going to go with him. I'm gonna throw something out here. I'm gonna go with Kevin Harvick in the 4 from Stuart Haas Racing to get the checkered flag here on Sunday. And yes, Stenhouse has been on a roll, but Harvick, he knows how to get the victory lane in the preseason, in these preseason races. And yes, let's not forget, yes, Denny Hamlin is in the field. He's too has multiple wins in the Clash. But Harvick, he's going to find a way to hang around, and then at the end of his races, be right there to be a factor in it. And I'm going to pick him out of a hat here to win the Clash on Sunday afternoon. It should be a fun race. I'm looking forward to it, as well as seeing the cars back on the track here. And also looking forward to seeing some of these guys with their new teams and new paint schemes. It's always a great time, especially around this time, to see the drivers who moved on to different teams, seeing them in their new uniforms and new paint schemes for their sponsors. It's pretty awesome to see that as well. So definitely looking forward to the Advanced Auto Parts preseason race event happening on Sunday following Daytona 500 front row qualifying, which that will be locked up, followed by the qualifying that eventually, of course, sets up the duels on Sunday. A double header at Daytona to kick off Speed Weeks this weekend, folks. And, of course, for fun, to wrap up the podcast here, the preview podcast here tonight, of course, Twitter did some looking around at fans, or put up a poll on Fantasy, see who would predict the Final Four. Of course, I will have, I'm not going to go that far, but I will have my, I will predict the 16 drivers who will make the postseason here this season next week. So you want to stay tuned for that. It's going to be exciting for me to do. That's going to be harder for me to figure out because all this talent's around. You just don't know what everybody has. You haven't seen the cars out there. It's kind of hard to project, but we have last year in the prediction of these guys, you know, the Chevy Camaro being on track a couple of weeks ago and seeing the results on that. You know, trying to do the math here, so we'll see what happens there. But definitely looking forward to doing that podcast, recording that podcast next week before the 500. So, but NASCAR Twitter. So, okay, so some of these guys answered the question, and I came up with something, some small of a data here. Here are the drivers that were mentioned in the Final Four from via people on Twitter answering the NASCAR Twitter question, who will go to the Final Four this year. And again, we're a long ways out from that. Jimmy Johnson, William Byron, Ryan Blaney, Eric Jones, Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and Trevor Bayh. I don't know about the last three right there, but before those guys, those are some legit answers right there, and I came up with some numbers here. The most, who came up to be the most? Oh, that's a tie between Jimmy Johnson and Ryan Blaney with 5. So there's that as well. And then Kyle Busch comes in 3rd, basically. And then Kyle Larson comes right there as the anchor. So if you wouldn't do all the votes, that's why I added up. You NASCAR World predicted Jimmy Johnson, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, and Kyle Larson to be in the Final Four for this year. There's no Chase Elliott. There's no defending champ Truex. There's no Harvick in there as well. So a lot of people are picking Ryan Blaney in this 12 car. So I find that kind of not surprising, but again, at the same time, kind of eye-opening. Like, man, this is could be Ryan Blaney's opportunity here. But of course, again, everyone got to go back to the fact that this 12 team, this is not the Xfinity team. This is the Cup team now, and transferred over majority from the Wood Brothers team, and he still has his crew chief over there with them. So yes, even though he's had a lot of success with this number, with this team in the Xfinity Series level, Blaney getting some nods there to get it done. And everyone wants to see Jimmy Johnson go for the 8th championship. But again, we have to see these cars on a track. It's just a prediction for fun, but I find that that's a great Final Four right there, if you ask me. With the Kyles, the Larson, Kyle Busch battling out last year with Truex as well. And then you have, of course, Blaney and Jimmy Johnson. So a lot can happen here, and definitely we will start to gauge on who's going to be a factor here in Speed Weeks this weekend. We're about to answer those questions here beginning tomorrow with all those practices. And of course, the ARCA race is supposed to happen tomorrow afternoon around 3:30 Central Time. So a lot of racing beginning. The garage will be open and cars will be getting worked on. And of course, eventually this weekend, we will see activity on the racetrack, Daytona International Speedway. It is going to go down, folks. Man, racing is officially back this weekend. Can't wait to see it unfold here to start Speed Weeks on how this is going to go. Front row qualifying Sunday, followed by the clash. And after qualifying, of course, the duels will be set. And then who's going to score the first checkered flag win of the year, even though it's not the non-points race? Who's going to get there first to open up 2018? Tune in to Fox Sports 1. We'll have coverage of the clash. And I believe Fox has coverage of Daytona 500 front row qualifying there on Sunday as well. And of course, MRN will have it on radio Sunday afternoon. Man, let's go. I'm your host, Eddie Greer. That's going to do it for the EG3 show this week. And again, stay tuned sometime on Sunday night somewhere. I'll have my reaction to the Clash. And of course, I'll have my thoughts on who sat, put themselves on the pole for the 500 and who'll be starting second. I'll have my thoughts on that on Sunday night. Want to stay tuned for that. And you can find those our podcast on Audio Boom and, of course, Spotify, the EG3 show. Look for it, find it, listen to it. We got all the information right here on the EG3 show. And, of course, we'll post all the rest of my off-season podcast on SoundCloud. I'm working on that. And then once I get caught back up, you'll hear this and plenty more on SoundCloud. So we have three opportunities to listen to the EG3 show: Audio Boom, Spotify, SoundCloud. We got it all. And hey, haulers getting themselves parked up, we're going racing for Speed Weeks, baby. I'm your host, Eddie Greer the Third, saying thank you once again for tuning into tonight's special preview of qualifying and the Advanced Auto Parts preseason race, the Clash, down in the state of Florida, Daytona Beach, Florida, where Speed Weeks 2018 is about to begin. Thanks for listening to the EG3 show. We'll talk to you on the other side of the checkered flag.